Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Pirali, and today we're going there. Yep, we're stepping into some big, bold, beautiful truths. And it might get a little uncomfortable, but that's where the healing lives. Today's episode is called Breaking Generational Patterns with Grace. And ooh, child, this one's personal. Because let's be real, we've all inherited stuff that didn't start with us. Beliefs, behaviors, trauma, silence, the we don't talk about that family motto, the just suck it up survival tactic, the this is just how it's always been narrative that gets passed down like grandma's recipe, except way less nourishing. But here's the thing, just because it didn't start with you doesn't mean that it has to continue with you. You're allowed to look at the patterns in your lineage, not with blame, but with boldness. Not with bitterness, but with compassion. Not to shame anyone, but to choose differently. That's what we're diving into today. How to see the cycles for what they are. How to disrupt them with grace. And how to honor your story without being trapped in it. Because healing isn't about pretending your family was perfect. It's about being honest enough to say, this ends with me. Let's start here. Generational patterns aren't always obvious. They can be loud, for sure, like addiction, abandonment, or abuse. But more often, they're subtle. It's the fear of speaking up, the guilt for resting, the shame around asking for help, the way your mom never said, I'm proud of you, even though you knew she loved you, the way your dad avoided emotions like they were the plague. And those things don't just float away with time. They embed themselves into our nervous systems, our relationships, our parenting, our self-worth. Unspoken trauma becomes internalized rules. Unconscious beliefs become generational blueprints. But here's the beautiful, badass truth. You can rewrite them. You don't have to raise your kids in the same emotional environment you were raised in. You don't have to stay stuck in survival mode because that's what your family normalized. You don't have to carry what was never meant to be yours. And let me be crystal clear. Doing this work isn't easy. It takes courage to confront the unspoken. It takes strength to say no more. But it also takes tenderness, grace, to recognize that our parents and their parents were doing the best they could with what they had. Sometimes what they had was pain. Sometimes what they had was silence. And now you have awareness. You have choice. That is your power. Let's pause here and breathe that in. You have choice. And with choice comes responsibility. Not to carry the weight of everyone's wounds, but consciously shift your responses to them. You don't have to repeat what hurt you. You can feel the fear and still choose softness. You can be the one who says, I love you, out loud. The one who apologizes. The one who listens to your kids without shutting them down. The one who validates feelings instead of brushing them under the rug. Breaking cycles isn't just about big actions. It's in the tiny, radical moments of presence. It's when you don't yell, even when you were yelled at. It's when you take a deep breath instead of slamming a door. It's when you cry in front of your kids and then show them how to move through it. And let's not sugarcoat it. Some days it's going to feel heavy. You're going to doubt yourself. You're gonna wonder if you're doing it right. You might even feel lonely, like you're the only one in your family who sees the dysfunction, the silence, the pain. But guess what? You're not alone. There's a whole generation of us who are waking up and saying, it stops here. The buck stops with me, and I will do it differently, with love, with grace, and with fire in my soul. And can we talk about grace for a minute? Because this isn't about being perfect. Breaking patterns doesn't mean you'll never snap, never slip into old ways, never hear your mother's voice come flying out of your own mouth. Been there, freaked out about it, had to do some deep breathing afterwards. Grace means you catch yourself with compassion. Grace means you choose curiosity over shame. Grace means you say, that's not who I want to be, and then choose again. This healing work is messy. It's layered. It's not a Pinterest board of affirmations and sage sticks. It's you, tired and triggered, choosing to respond instead of react. It's you breaking down in the car, whispering, I'm not doing this like they did. I'm doing this my way. That's grace. That's growth. That's spiritual gangster energy. And listen, not everyone's going to understand your shift. Some people might call you dramatic, too sensitive, too rebellious, too different. But you know what? You are different. And thank God for that. Because different is how we heal. Different is how we evolve. Different is how we build legacies that feel safe, open, and full of truth instead of secrets. You're not here to repeat the past. You're here to rewrite the future. Let's talk about the ripple effect for a second. Because every time you choose a new response, you're not just healing yourself, you're healing generations forward and generations back. Let that land. Every time you parent differently, speak more gently, set a boundary with love, or go to therapy instead of popping off, you're shifting the entire energetic lineage of your family. You're becoming the safe space your younger self needed. You're becoming the example your kids will one day remember when they raise their own babies. You might not get a parade for it. Your ancestors might not have had the words to thank you. But energetically, you're breaking chains they couldn't. You're doing work they prayed for. You are the answered prayer. And listen, if you don't have kids, this still applies, because everyone has lineage. And every time you choose softness over hardness, truth over silence, presence over performance, you shift the vibration of your entire bloodline. You're creating emotional wealth. You're building a new legacy, not one built on survival, but on love. Not one built on shame, but on freedom. And you're doing it one choice at a time, not perfectly, but powerfully. So let's talk about what this can look like in real life, because it's not always this big, dramatic thing. Sometimes it's subtle, quiet, intentional. It's saying, I love you first, even if you didn't grow up hearing it. It's apologizing to your child, not because you're weak, but because you're wise. It's going to therapy, journaling, meditating, or simply choosing not to pass your pain down. It's asking hard questions. It's choosing presence over distraction. It's choosing softness when your body wants to armor up. And honestly, sometimes it's choosing distance. Sometimes breaking patterns means stepping away from the toxic dynamics. It means saying no to what drains you, even if it shares your last name. It means letting go of the guilt that was never yours to hold. You can love your family and still choose to do things differently. You can honor where you came from and still choose a new direction. You can set boundaries and still be kind. Breaking cycles doesn't make you a villain, it makes you a healer. And healing isn't loud. It's not flashy. Most of the time, it's behind closed doors, in your kitchen, your car, your journal. It's quiet, but it's radical. It's slow, but it's real. And one day, someone will thank you for doing this work, even if that someone is you. So if you've been wondering whether it's worth it, whether it's working, let me remind you of this. Every conscious choice you make to heal, every cycle you choose not to repeat, every time you sit with a feeling instead of stuffing it down, every time you show up softer, stronger, more present, you are shifting timelines, you are healing lineages, you are doing the damn thing. And no, it's not easy. It might be one of the hardest things you'll ever do, but it is also one of the most important. You don't have to carry it all alone. You don't have to fix everything overnight. You just have to keep choosing the next aligned step with intention and with grace. Because grace isn't about letting people off the hook. Grace is about setting yourself free. Free to grow. Free to lead. Free to live a life that's authentically yours. All right, beautiful souls, that's it for today's episode. If this message landed in your heart, share it with someone you love. Leave a review, DM me, and let me know what cycle you're breaking. And most importantly, take a moment today to honor how far you've come. You're not just breaking chains, you're building bridges. You're not just healing, you're leading. Until next time, stay strong, stay soulful, and keep living like a spiritual gangster.